Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Kirk Chaffetz back on the show. In fact, this is Kirk's 8th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Kirk is an award-winning journalist in a former life. He now runs an outstanding global company called Story Worldwide, which is an organization that helps companies put their best foot forward in the new markets in the second decade of the 21st century. His book is Thinking Inside the Box, and he's our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back. Hey, Kirk, you just got back from an Asian trip. And tell the audience where you were about a month ago.
I was in Tokyo, and following that in Nagoya, I traveled across the country by train.
Did you? Tokyo. Were you there during the earthquake?
No, fortunately. Although people questioned my sanity a little, I was.
So wait, Let me see if I got this straight. Japan was seemingly about to fall into the ocean and into an atomic cloud, and you actually boarded a plane for Japan.
It's true. There was plenty of room on the plane.
I bet there were.
There were actually very most of the people on it was an American Airlines flight, but most of the people on the plane were Japanese nationals returning home.
Yeah.
And very, very few Americans.
I certainly don't want anything that I'm saying to make light of what's going on over there, because it's a tragedy. But tell us what you found when you got there.
Well, it was very interesting.
Because if you were in Tokyo, you're 100 miles or so from ground zero.
About 150, yeah, and. The Tokyo itself, the greatest impact that you could see was that the city was very dark. They were trying to conserve electricity. Those nuclear reactors serve the Tokyo area.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all of the hallmark neon that lights up Tokyo like, you know, almost no other city on
like
Earth.
Like a Christmas tree, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, Tokyo is so bright and vibrant on a normal day. It was all off. The streets were pretty much deserted. There was almost no traffic.
That had to feel surreal to you.
It was very strange. It was very strange. And it was actually so dark that the taxi driver had trouble finding my hotel.
Wow.
Because the sign of the hotel was off.
What was the mood of the people at that point? Now, how many days were you there?
I was in Tokyo for one day. This was a very quick trip.
I was
in Tokyo for one day, and then took the bullet train to Nagoya to visit our clients at Toyota Lexus.
Right. So what was the attitude of the people you met, the folks on the street and the executives you were working with?
Everyone was extremely concerned about the radiation in their families.
And now we know justified.
Yes.
In their concern.
Although I think, you know, it's important to point out that, first of all, that the devastation that occurred in Japan, which is absolutely terrible, was largely confined to a very small area in the northeast of the country.
Right.
Everywhere else in Japan was untouched, and the architecture of Tokyo is built to withstand earthquakes. Tokyo shook a couple of times the night I was there with the aftershocks, but there was no visible damage anywhere in Tokyo or beyond Tokyo, and life was going on pretty much normally in the rest of the country, except that meetings would get interrupted as people, executives moved their families around and tried to get tried to get people, honestly, out of Tokyo
area. What do you think is going to be the residual for this, for Japan? What do you think?
Well, the Japanese domestic economy has been hit very, very hard by this.
In an economy that's already in the doldrums for the last 20 years.
Exactly. And that it really didn't need this kind of shock, literally.
Yeah.
And although it is in the doldrums, and forgive me for not knowing the exact numbers, but it is the number three or four economy.
It's number
in the
three
world.
Now after China. China's only recently surpassed it, but that should never have happened. They've got some systemic issues over there that they haven't dealt with, and now they've got this catastrophe. And now the one plant, I've forgotten the name of it, has been rated a 7, which is the same thing as Chernobyl.
Yeah,
was.
Fukushima died.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, that's the reason I have Kirk, folks. He remembers those kinds of names. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz after these messages. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.